VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Senior U.S. officials on Sunday said they could not confirm reports that U.S. intelligence indicates Russia is planning to invade Ukraine on Wednesday, but said they would try to prevent any surprise attack by sharing what they knew of Russia's plans. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan repeated a Russian invasion could begin any day, and U.S. President Joe Biden has said he will support Ukraine after any invasion. Quote, we cannot perfectly predict the day, but we have now been saying for some time that we are in the window and an invasion could begin. A major military action could begin by Russia in Ukraine any day now. That includes this coming week before the end of the Olympics, Sullivan told CNN. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby also on Sunday declined to confirm reports on the Wednesday timing, but Kirby also said on Fox News, a Russian military action could take place any day. Their comments came amid a flurry of diplomatic activity aimed at trying to resolve the West standoff with Moscow over Ukraine to avoid military action. U.S. President Joe Biden, who spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday, was due to speak with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, both U.S. and Ukrainian officials said. Sullivan and Kirby repeated warnings for Americans to leave Ukraine. Quote, what we've seen just in the last 10 days or so is an acceleration of the buildup and movement of Russian forces of all varieties closer to the border with Ukraine in a position where they could launch military action very, very rapidly, Sullivan said. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hundreds rallied in Kazakhstan's largest city, Almaty, on Sunday to commemorate the victims of bloody clashes during anti-government protests last month, defying an official ban on the demonstration. Central Asia's richest country descended into violence in early January when peaceful protests over a fuel price hike unraveled into bloody clashes and looting. More than 200 died, and President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev called in troops from a Russia-led security bloc to reestablish control. Demonstrators on Sunday gathered in Almaty's Republic Square to pray for those who died in the bloodshed. Some called for the resignation of Tokayev, who claimed the riots were the work of hired bandits and so-called terrorists with international links, despite signs of a leadership struggle. Thousands of Tunisians protested on Sunday, hours after President Kais Saied officially replaced a judicial watchdog and gave himself powers to remove judges and ban them from going on strike. Hours after the decree was published early Sunday morning, more than 2,000 protesters gathered in central Tunis, many waving flags and chanting slogans in support of an independent judiciary. Saeed's decree came a week after he said he would dissolve the High Judicial Council, prompting a nationwide shutdown of courts by judges, saying the move would infringe on judicial independence. Saeed last July sacked the government, suspended parliament, and seized a range of powers before moving to rule by decree, sparking fears for what had been seen as the only democracy to emerge from the Arab Spring uprisings. He has insisted he has no intentions of interfering with the judiciary, but rights groups and world powers have criticized the move. Heavy snow fell throughout Sunday at the Beijing Olympics, disrupting several events and forcing athletes to battle through treacherous conditions in pursuit of gold. California-born Chinese sensation Eileen Gu was among the competitors affected when her bid for a second gold medal was temporarily derailed by the postponement of qualifying for the free ski slopestyle. The second of three training runs for the women's downhill skiing was canceled, and women's freestyle skiing aerials qualification was also postponed. Environmentalists in the buildup to the games in the Chinese capital had voiced concern about an Olympics taking part in a dry area with man-made snow, but on Sunday, it was the opposite problem. Too much snow and freezing fog and temperatures at -6 degrees Celsius. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance.